Chapter 5 Crime, page 61. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the conversation between a detective and a suspect. Think about the following questions. Also, try to guess how the detective solved the crime. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. A murder mystery.
Mr. Johnson hired Cameron Smithers to work in his store. Cameron was a good worker, but soon Mr. Johnson began to suspect that Cameron was stealing from him. Sometime later, Mr. Johnson was found dead in his home. Detective Moore is asking Cameron some questions.
Good afternoon, Cameron. Your boss, Mr. Johnson, is missing. Do you know where he is?
No. I quit my job last week, so I haven't been to work.
When was the last time you saw Mr. Johnson?
Friday afternoon. He said he was missing some money and that he was going to get to the bottom of it. He told me he was going to call the police to investigate.
Then what happened? You must have been very angry.
Of course I was angry. I just don't get it. I always worked hard for him. I told him I was going to quit, and then I left the store.
Did you think he should pay you more?
Sure. Mr. Johnson was rich. Everyone knows he was living on Easy Street.
Did you want to kill him?
No. I don't know how he died.
I beg to differ, Cameron. I believe you killed him so he couldn't report you to the police. You were stealing from him and he knew it. You didn't want anyone else to find out. Isn't that right?
Of course not.
Don't try to pull the wool over my eyes, Cameron. Why don't you admit that you killed him?
No. I was at home on Friday night. I never even went to his house.
Cameron, I can see right through your alibi. Now I have proof that you were the one. This time you're going to pay the price for your crime. You're going to prison.
Well, Detective Moore, I've got to hand it to you. How did you figure it out so fast?
Page 64. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to the statements. Read the sentences below. Circle T if the sentence is true, and F if it is false. 1.
I told the teacher that Michael was cheating on the test. Michael said that I would pay the price for telling her.
2.
Before the surprise party, my boyfriend acted like he forgot my birthday. He really pulled the wool over my eyes.
3.
When Mr. Harris noticed that money was missing from his drawer, he said he would get to the bottom of it.
4.
If I win the lottery, I'll be on Easy Street.
5.
Mrs. Stallings acts like she really cares about poor people, but I can see right through her.
6.
My grandmother doesn't get why some people dye their hair blue.
7.
Joe thinks that Burger Barn serves the best hamburgers. I beg to differ.
8.
I have to hand it to you, Marion. I never thought you could beat Paul at chess.